He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning, June the 15th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. We're off to a rough start in the market here. I would say it's all about Greece. I mean, when the Greece news came out over the weekend that the talks had fallen apart once again, well, the futures started nosediving, and they've been nosediving ever since. And as we open the markets here this morning, we have the Dow down 162 points, another triple-digit day in the market. Welcome to the new week. The Dow is at 17,736 now, getting a little further away from that 18,000 level. Basically flat on the year. The S&P 500 is down 17 points today. The S&P 500 is at 2,077, down 0.8% this morning. Again, I would say it's all about Greece. In the NASDAQ, down 52 points this morning, down 52 at 4,998, down below 5,000 for the first time in a little while here. Crude oil is down a point and a half, down a percentage and a half, that is. It's at 59.48. Gold is at 11.81. The euro's at 1.12. And actually, with the turmoil in Europe, which has now spread to global markets, stemming from a little country in the European Union that just will not give in, the 10-year yield, the bond market, is actually rallying a little bit here this morning. It's at 2.33% on the 10-year. We've been as high as almost 2.5 here recently. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Greece tumbles after talks with creditors collapse. That's the latest news. That's the latest chapter in this Greek drama. There were weekend talks, once again, aimed at resolving the Greek mess, and once again, they fell apart. I showed charts in my newsletter over the weekend of the Greece stock market. It's lower by 4.4% here as we start a new week. The yield is now at 12.19. That's what they've got to pay to borrow money. The National Bank of Greece, one of their biggest stocks, NBG, which I also showed in my newsletter over the weekend, is down 14.5% again. And the Greek saga continues, and it continues to hold the whole world captive. The whole stock market around the world, global markets captive. Meanwhile, Greece is wooing China. Maybe we'll get a better deal from these communists over here, or even Russia. Maybe Russia will cut them a better deal. In the meantime, I see Tsipras arriving at his Greek headquarters as the head of Greece, riding a moped and a backpack. He's saving the environment while he's bringing down world stock markets. I'd like to see a resolution myself. I don't know about you. Meanwhile, the ECB president, Mario Draghi, he's going to address the ECB today, and he'll talk at length about this Greece problem. They continue to print money. He'll give an update on the bank's quantitative easing efforts 3 months after beginning a trillion euro stimulus program. Yes, you heard it right. A trillion euro stimulus program trying to stimulate a stagnant European economy. And we'll just have to see where this all ends up. I remain bullish on Europe, but they need to get the Greece situation settled. China's stock market value now tops $10 trillion. Stocks with primary listings in China are now valued at $10 trillion, an increase of $6.7 trillion in the past 12 months. No other market, stock market, has grown as much in dollar terms over a 12-month period. Yet I showed a bunch of Chinese stocks in my newsletter over the weekend that still have single-digit P.E. ratios. Japan's stock market is $5 trillion by contrast. China is now $10 trillion. The U.S. market is valued at $25 trillion, and China's still only at $10 trillion. And China's economy is as big as ours, so maybe it still has a lot of catching up to do. I still remain bullish in certain areas of the Chinese market. I think Netflix ought to be a little bit worried here, or investors ought to be licking their chops just a little bit at Alibaba, who's going to create a Netflix-like service in China. Let's see what Baba, how it's reacting to this. I think that's really bullish news myself. What do I know? Look what Netflix has done here in the U.S. Now, Alibaba's down 8 cents today. But Alibaba's a company that has earnings. It's got a decent stock chart once again. The valuation's decent. Alibaba is high up on my watch list. And don't forget, there would be ancillary plays to that Alibaba move. Some of the companies that do similar things to Alibaba, like Tencent Holdings, TCEHY. So there's some interesting an interesting stock to keep your eye on, Alibaba. Shale explorers await a UK fracking decision. Fracking is likely coming to the United Kingdom after Lancashire County. Oh, I've got a lot of ancestors from Lancashire County. That's way up in the north of England. Somewhere along the way, they got on a boat for the U.S., landed, ended up in Nauvoo, Illinois, and walked their way to Tooele, Utah. That was their reward for coming to America, but those were some of my ancestors from Lancashire County. They're going to vote on whether to start fracking up there in the north of England. And lastly, Saudi Arabia's stock market opens to foreigners. Well, pretty soon I'll be adding Saudi Arabia stocks to my app. Isn't that another rock that we need to look under to see if there's any gold nuggets swimming around in the river's cold currents? Never know. We want to make the whole world available to us, and we've added a bunch of those Chinese stocks to the app recently, and we continue to add a bunch. There's a lot more coming, and we're adding a lot of European small caps. Hey, why not? It's a whole wide world out there. Now, Saudi Arabia does already have a couple of ETFs, one being Gulf, G-U-L-F, which is the Middle East Dividend Index, which includes Saudi Arabia stocks, and the other one is MES, which corresponds to the GDP-GCC index, the Gulf States Index, where there's a little turmoil going on, a little Yemen skirmish going on with Saudi Arabia. So you always got to keep that in mind. But the Saudi Arabia stock market soon will also become available. I don't know what kind of symbols they have. Hey, these Hong Kong symbols are like 1288.hk. or 3639.hk, and they can be bought at a lot of the brokerage firms, Interactive Brokers for one, and at the same time, a lot of them have American counterparts that trade either on the pink sheets or the gray sheets with symbols like PNGAY, etc. Why shouldn't we be looking at those stocks also? We should. Anyways, we've got our big look today. We're going to take a look at the big picture of the market. This bull market's been going for 6 weeks, and or 6 years and 3 months. It's tripled during that period of time because the fuel for the market, which is earnings, continues to grow. And as long as earnings continue to grow, the market's going to continue to go up. But just like in 2006, when earnings finally peaked and started to rescind, that's going to happen to our market at some point in time. Earnings are going to peak and then start to recede. And at that point in time, more than likely, a new bear market will ensue. But in the meantime, we've got a six-year-old plus bull still going, at least as of last Friday, and we're riding it for all it's worth. Is the market still the best place to be? Bonds versus debt. Is the U.S. the best place to be? Are there other markets around the world that are cheaper and offer better opportunity right now? Well, we'll talk about that when we come back. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the title of my newsletter over the weekend was Breakout. I showed a lot of stocks and indexes and sectors that were breaking out to the upside last week, despite all of the triple-digit days. And even though we've started this week with the down day, it's Greece. It's all about Greece. And we keep saying Greece is a temporary situation that will eventually go away, yet it just won't go away. It needs to be resolved. And I think it's coming to a head. There was an attempt made over the weekend to resolve it once and for all. And once again, the meeting lasted about 35 minutes and all the parties walked out of the room. So we'll see. And the reason why you're seeing the market start off on a down note this week, it's all about Greece. It's affecting Europe. It's affecting China. It's affecting the U.S. markets. It's affecting stocks all over the world. And meanwhile, we have a rising interest rate environment here in the U.S. that we've now got to calculate in to our calculations as we look at the markets going forward. There are certain areas of the market that are breaking out right now. You can look at those. I showed the very best breakouts that I could find after a week of observation daily in the markets last week. They were in my newsletter, The Best Breakouts Now. You can get my newsletter by going to my website at pwstreet.com. I also showed some charts that were kind of topping out and rolling over and not looking so good right now. A lot of those in the consumer sector with rising interest rates. I don't like the retail stocks. The basic material stocks still look ugly, still look nasty. We've still got a strong U.S. dollar. We have no inflation, and worldwide demand for commodities is weak right now. That continues to push basic material stocks, commodity stocks lower. And meanwhile, I showed breakouts all over the place in the biotech arena, in the home improvement arena. Let's see, another biotech, a Chinese stock, several Chinese stocks breaking out. So it's all about being in the right areas of the market. You've got a market that so far this year, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 0.43%. Basically, call it flat. Here we are almost 6 months, almost at the halfway point in the year, kind of like the U.S.-Sweden women's soccer game on Friday night. They played to a 0-0 tie. Other than that, it was a thrilling game. Well, the market so far this year has basically played to a 0-0 tie, yet we're only at halftime. We've got another half of the year left to go. The Dow is down 0.43, is up 0.43%. The S&P is up a whopping 1.7%. Well, that's better than the bond market because the long bond on the U.S. is down right now 6.33 and the 10-year Treasury is down 1.35. So if you got a 50-50 stock bond mix right now, you've got zero gains on the year. And if you're in longer duration bonds, you've got a negative return on the year. And those bonds really scare me going forward in a rising interest rate environment. But we're going to take a look today to see whether or not the stock market, whether or not equities, ownership in companies, as opposed to lending them money, is still the most favorable place to be. Looking at the scorecard around the world, we know that the U.S. is basically 50-50. Just like my Padres, they're 500. They're one game under 500. That's a big old yawn. Same as the market. The U.S. market is even. NASDAQ's done the best of all. It's up 6.7%. If you own a lot of the big mega cap technology stocks, you've done okay this year, but overall, if somebody asks you how the U.S. stock market is doing this year, you can say it's flat. Now, we've been able to make something out of nothing at Gunderson Capital Management. We have some pretty good gains in our portfolios and every one of the portfolios that I publish every week in my newsletter. And again, you can see what's in those portfolios, how we've been able to make something out of nothing. pwstreet.com. As we look around the world, the emerging markets are up 3.8%, but they're falling fast. Unfortunately, the emerging markets have a heavy dose of some of the most corrupt countries in the world involved in these emerging market indexes, and that's bringing them down. If you look at the Latin American countries, their stock markets, Brazil, Argentina, Mexico, they're reeling. They've got some tough situations down there. India also is a big part of the emerging markets. India is a market that I left earlier this year after being in it for a year. And after pocketing a very nice gain in the India stock market, India is now down 4.4% year to date. That's also impacting the emerging markets. India got into a valuation problem. Their India market went up about 35% last year. Let's see, actually India was up 24% last year. I made about 30% in India in a mutual fund, and I'm out of it. Europe, still doing pretty good. If they could get the Greek situation behind them, that $1 trillion of money printing is going to start showing up in their market. It already has. Their market is up 8.8% year to date, almost at the halfway point, much better than ours. And I think that Europe situation and that Greek situation probably gets resolved before the halfway point of the year, sometime in the next 2 weeks, one way or another, and then those Europe markets could really take off, and so could stock markets around the world. So keep your eye on Greece as to what happens with that situation. The China, the shares that are available readily to U.S. investors, China index up 18% at the halfway point. That's the second leading market in the world. The first leading market in the world at the top of the leaderboard are the China A shares, which just became available, which I've been writing about, which I've been educating on in my newsletter every week, which I've been showing you individual components of the A shares, individual ETFs of the A shares. Believe it or not, they're up 48% year to date. And a lot of people say that valuations are in the nosebleed territory. I showed several stocks, major components of the A shares that are still trading at single-digit PE ratios. Brazil down 9% year-to-date, Latin America down 6%, and the bond market again, the U.S. long bond TLT down 6.3% year-to-date, the 10-year yield down 1.4%. Oil has recovered. It's up 11.6, and gold is flat on the year. That's the scorecard. That's where we're at halfway through the year. But investing's all about the future. What do I see now for the second half of the year? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe." Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked about the drama in Greece and how it's impacting the entire world stock market, and it needs to come to a head. It needs to come to some kind of resolution very, very soon, and I think it is. It seems to me like the members of the European Union have really lost their patience this time with Greece as they continue to play games and snub the European Union and refuse to put forth any kind of a reform plan. Now, they're putting forth a reform plan, but it's kind of a joke, really. They're making a kind of a joke out of this whole process. So it just needs to come to a head. Let's just decide, are we going to continue to go on and continue to give them their money and bail them out, or are they going to cut the ties, the apron strings? We'll have to see what happens. But it needs to happen sooner rather than later because it's impacting the markets big time. It's impacting markets all around the world. We talked about the year-to-date scorecard. U.S. market, flat on the year. Why? You know why. Earnings have stalled out for the first two quarters of this year. But the first two quarters of this year are almost behind us, and we're going to start looking ahead to the next two quarters real soon here. And what do they show right now? Well, we'll get to that here in a minute as we're looking at the big picture. As we look around the world, there's better markets than the U.S. this year. Europe's up 8-9%, and if they can resolve that Greek issue, that $1 trillion of money printing is going to start showing or continue to show up in their markets. It was already showing up in the markets until the Greek drama came along, and they need to write the final chapter. They need to close the curtains on Act 3 here real soon here. We also have the Chinese markets, which have been hotter than a Szechuan pepper here this year. And I continue to find stocks there trading at single-digit P.E. ratios. I believe that the Chinese markets are going to are at some point going to be added, the greater weighting in the index funds, the global index funds. That's going to continue to propel them. And the demand for the Chinese shares, but don't get caught up in a frenzy. Valuation's the other side of the equation, and I weigh that before I get caught up in anything that's going up. I look at what the valuation is, because the valuation, to me, is the best look at the future of a stock. Where are those earnings going? And how much am I paying for those earnings? Okay, we now look at the asset class rankings. For any investor, this is the best place to begin, looking at the asset class rankings. You have a choice to make in your portfolio. You can have no exposure to the stock market. You can have no exposure to the bond market. You can have zero exposure to all of the above, or you can have exposure to all of the above. And you can also throw in other asset classes like being short the market, inverse funds, which have not been a good place to be for the last 6 years. You can also have precious metals in your portfolio. There's still plenty of gold bugs out there, and there's still plenty of gold commercials that have ridden gold all the way down in a very poor environment for investing in gold for the last several years. The leading asset class now for the last 6 years has been ownership in equities. Ownership in equities is contingent upon earnings. The biggest factor on stocks are earnings. If the economy is growing, then earnings should be going up. And the economy in the U.S. has been growing for the last 6+ years, and earnings have been going up. And guess what? The stock market has been going up. And now we have to look to future earnings expectations to see if the market can continue to go up. Well, as we sit here today, the leading asset classes, I have 34 in my database, 34 different basic asset classes to choose from. And this really comes into play with your 401k, because you've probably got at least 10 different mutual funds representative of these different asset classes available to you. How should you be weighted right now? Well, I can tell you how I'm weighted. The top 10 equity classes of the 34 that I track are all stock related still. 6 years, 3 months, 1 week, and counting. And here's the leaders: U.S. Microcap, U.S. Private Equity Index, the NASDAQ 100, U.S. Small Cap Value, U.S. Small Cap Dividend, U.S. Small Cap Growth, U.S. Mid-Cap Growth, U.S. Large-Cap Growth, U.S. Mid-Cap Value, and the 10th one is International Small-Cap Dividend. What do they all have in common? Number one, they're all equity-related stock. And number two, 9 out of 10 are still U.S.-related. As it relates to the asset classes around the world, stocks still dominate. The bond market is at the bottom of the asset class rankings. In the bottom rungs, I see emerging market income. I see short-term bonds. I see interest rate sensitive things like REITs, mortgage REITs. I also see precious metals at the bottom. I see emerging markets at the bottom because some of the emerging markets aren't doing so well. In summary, the best place to be is still equities, is still stocks. Stocks from around the world. We'll get into the indexes here next. But stocks still lead the way. I personally have, in the money that I manage here at Gunderson Capital Management for clients all across America, I have zero bond exposure. And don't forget, I'm not just a stock guy here. I can go into the bond market if I want to, but as I look at the relative rankings and the strength and the environment that we're in right now, this is an environment that is treacherous for the bond market. Yet you know what's going on. Many people say buy and hold, stay the course, 50-50, 60-40, 70-30, 65-35, whatever the case may be. And I don't believe in having any bond exposure at the current time unless it was extremely short-term paper. Okay, now, given that stocks are the best place to be, which stocks? There's stocks all over the world. Now we've got stocks available to us from the Saudi Arabia exchange, from Hong Kong, from the China A-shares, Vietnam, Malaysia, you name it. Well, I don't think it should surprise you that the number one market in the world for stocks right now is China. And in more specificity, it's the China A-shares, which are now available to many investors. And I continue to add individual A-share stocks to my app. You might see them showing up in the top 100 now, names you've never heard of, symbols that may look exotic to you, but many of these can be bought by individual investors. The number two index in the world, which I don't have any, I have just a little exposure to. Actually, I don't think I have any, Japan. Why is Japan number two? Money printing. Number three, U.S. small caps now. They look kind of favorable. They kind of like a rising interest rate environment, and then Europe comes in right behind that. There's your indexes to look at right now. U.S., China, Europe, Japan. Stocks, not debt, stocks. The worst indexes in the world, a lot of these emerging markets where there's just nothing but corruption. Latin America, Turkey, Brazil, Russia. India got a little valuation problem. I don't know about the corruption in India. I'm sure there's corruption in all government, but India was on the right track. Modi's doing a good job, but the market ran way up in India and finally got to a valuation problem, and it's been falling here. It's down 4% so far this year. The worst place to be, if you're still negative and short the market, you might be having a good day from time to time. And there's still plenty of bears out there, but over the last 6 years, 3 months, and 1 week, the bears have been crushed. I'm seeing fewer and fewer bears on TV. I think a lot of them have gone off and found other jobs in other industries. Not really. They seem to always be around, those same people that continue to throw darts at the market. Now, the bears have been wrong for the last 6 years, 3 months, and 1 week. There's still bears out there. The continuation of the bulls depends on earnings going forward. We'll talk about that most important bit of information when we come back. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement, with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Appleby. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've determined, at least for now, that the bull market, which is now 6 years, three months, 1 week old, I've stated every week in my newsletter that stocks are the best place to be. Once again, I'm saying that stocks are the best place to be. But now we got to look forward, don't we? What are those earnings going to do for the rest of this year? It looks like this year is going to end up being pretty flat in the way of earnings growth. And you already know why. There's been a couple of factors that have impacted earnings growth here in America. One's been a very strong dollar, and the other's been very weak oil prices. And those two are rectifying themselves recently. And it looks like earnings are going to start growing once again in the third quarter, which begins in 2 weeks of this year and continue on growing into next year. My earnings estimates for this year on the S&P 500 did not change at all from last week. They still come in at about $119 per share, which is way up from where they were 5 years ago, but only 2% higher than last year. And that's about what the market's up this year. For this year, I have a target price on the S&P 500 of 2,082. We're at 2,078. We still have a fully valued market for this year. But the market, we are now getting ready to enter into the second half of 2015. And at that point in time, at some point in time, the market's going to start looking forward to next year's earnings. If next year's earnings are up 2% over this year, then the market's going to go up 2%. If earnings are going to be down 10% next year, then we've got a bear market looming out there. My earnings estimates for right now, for next year, come in at $133.80. That would be a pretty good rise over this year. My target price for next year on the S&P 500, which is subject to change daily, but it's been at this same level now for several weeks, I get a 2,341 target price, and the S&P is currently at 2,077. For now, the bull market remains intact. And I firmly believe that if the Greek situation is resolved, that the markets are going to take off. We saw a lot of breakouts last week in the market, hoping that the Greek situation would be resolved. It wasn't resolved. It's still lingering out there. It's still not any closer to a solution, although I believe that patience is wearing very, very thin now, and there's going to be a resolution. If they want to go off and team up with Putin's Russia, or if they want to go off and team up with communist China, then let them do it. And if they want Europe to continue to help them out, then they've got to play by capitalistic rules, not socialistic rules. Not communist rules, then you have to go somewhere else. Align yourself with the communists then. If you think that communism is the answer to your problems, then go align yourself with the communists and see where that leads you. And if you think capitalism is the answer to your problems, at least Europeans' form of capitalism, which does have quite a bit of socialism in it these days, then you're going to have to make some reforms. You can't retire at age 50 anymore. You got to have a bigger working force. You've got to get your economy moving once again. No more Club Med. So they've got a big decision internally to make. And the sooner they make that decision, the better off the world markets will be. The U.S. markets remain in bullish mode for now. The app, if you look it up right now, says S&P 500 is a strong hold. And I think it will move to a buy once again. There are individual buys within the market, even though the market's fully valued right now. We're looking ahead to next year where there's some good value. But it depends on the individual stock. Some are better values than others. In the meantime, we have to make something out of nothing until U.S. markets start to take off. You can look at my portfolios that I publish every single week in my newsletter. I have a mutual fund portfolio doing very well this year. I have an ETF portfolio doing very well this year. I have a moderate risk profile doing very well. I have a trading account doing very well. And I have a conservative and an aggressive portfolio. And we have been able to make something out of nothing. We've been given nothing in the market this year. The Dow is up 0%. But there are stocks within the market that still represent good buys and still have good relative performance. You can look inside the portfolios, get on the newsletter mailing list. We sent out thousands of newsletters late Saturday. This week's newsletter took a little bit longer than usual because there were so many things going on in the market. There were so many breakouts in the market last week anticipating a Greek resolution. A Greek resolution is coming, and those stocks that broke out last week are probably some of the prime suspects to be looking at in the market right now when this eventual Greek drama does come to an end. You can get the newsletter by going to my website at pwstreet.com. We've got a new guy coming on board at Gunderson Capital Management. Hopefully we'll get him on the radio soon. He's a financial planner. I've always wanted a nice planner here at Gunderson Capital Management. So if your needs are more than just having your IRA managed, you'd also like to take a look at a little bit of planning for the future so that you can jump in a Winnebago someday and travel America visiting the grandkids, you might want a little planning under your belt. And not the traditional kind of planning that says 50-50 stocks, bonds, and drive off into the sunset. No, I don't believe in that. I think there's times for bonds, there's times for stocks, there's times for both, there's times for none of the above. Right now, it continues to be a time for stocks. If you'd like to talk to us here at Gunderson Capital Management, where we do things just a little bit differently, you can reach us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. I do the management of the money. I have help. We take a look at we look under as many rocks as we possibly can all over the world and try to narrow it down just like a baseball team to the best 25, even better yet, just like the All-Star team, which is coming up, the Midsummer Classic, the best 25 in the entire baseball industry. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.